Good morning, family first. Nina speaking.
Hi, is this Nina Knight?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I'm talking. Oh, okay. So I'm talking to the right person. I got a text message from you. My name is Elisa Fields.
Let me just pull up the file.
Sure.
Yes, I remember texting you. How can I assist you?
Yeah, so I got a text message from you. It was saying to make an appointment to come in to help me set up my
HHA app.
Yes, the app. Yeah, because definitely I keep on having to put these timesheets in, and I'm not even sure. Like, they shorted my check this week, last week also. So I'm not sure as far as, like, I've been calling in. I mean, I'm sorry, not calling in, but I've been following the timesheets online. But I'm not sure, like, how you're in, like, how do it end? Do it end on a Saturday or do it end on a Sunday?
So, like, pay periods, it ends on midnight on Sunday, which is Monday.
Okay, so I'm usually putting a timesheet in. I think I stop it at Saturday each time, but then I do like a Monday and Tuesday or something, or a Monday. But I just was just doing that, but I wasn't sure. And I'm assuming like the last week when I put it in, I stopped at the Saturday, but then I didn't do the Monday. I was kind of busy like trying to change my mom's diaper and do all that stuff. So I forgot to put another one in.
Are you talking about the Monday prior or the Monday after?
Whatever that was on the check for this Friday that I just received, it was short.
Let me just pull your mom's file. What's your mom's name?
Sure, it's Lisa, L-I-S-A. And last name is Martina, M-A-R-T-I-N-A.
Now, have you reached out to Valeria to discuss your pay? I don't see anything for Monday. That's what it was.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know who I'm supposed to speak to. I know that I've spoke to several people, even starting off in the service. Our service coordinator for the insurance is telling me to go to another company, honestly. She's reached out, and she hasn't gotten really much response of things. I haven't either. It started off pretty rough already, rocky, and I don't know who to talk to. Like, the last agency we were at, I knew exactly who to talk to. I knew who to call. I have no idea with this company. So it's kind of frustrating because when the people are foreign, and when every time I'm talking to someone, they don't seem to understand me. And I don't understand them. So I don't seem to really get nowhere with this company, honestly. I don't even know what if I get benefits. I know nothing about this company, honestly. So, no, I don't even know.
Did you speak to in the beginning? Let me just see.
It was a whole lot of different people. But
yeah,
they were
the
all
problem
Spanish
is everybody,
or something.
Everybody deals with different departments. So that's what happens. And then when the cases come over, it normally sits in the intake department for about a month or two just to make sure it goes well before it gets assigned a permanent coordinator. Let me see who.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's probably, I'm sure, like five different people I was talking to. When I asked to speak to a supervisor or somebody, I would get basically be ignored. I even expressed that to the gentleman that even came out when he had to come, like, and verify my mom. I was telling him, I was like, I don't like this company. I was like, I don't get no communication. When I ask to speak to people, I get nothing. They just ignore you and, like, basically hope you go away, I guess. I don't know, but it's definitely not the best company I've been at. Probably by far the worst, honestly.
Let me get my administrator. Only thing I see on here is Monday. There's no timesheet or no clock ins and out. That's the only date I see that was not billed.
So I don't understand why, because I did do the timesheet. I did it. Somebody texted me like, do the timesheet. I did it. But I do it. Like I said, I wasn't sure. Like the last agency I was at, it stops on Saturday. And then basically got to do timesheet from Sunday on. And
yeah, ours is different.
I thought it was
ours
the same
Monday
way. Right. But no one, it's hard when you don't talk to someone or you don't get no information from somebody what to do. You know, I even told them from the start that I needed help with the app. I screenshotted what was coming up, and I got no response from that. Like I said, I'm at the point of just looking for another company, honestly, because I need someone to be able to communicate with us and know what's going on and who to talk to instead of being ignored.
Got you. Let me get my administrator on the line. He's like the boss over everyone that's here. Just so you can kind of like stress your concerns on, you know, the transition of you guys coming over with us and the outcome, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's been bad from the start. It's been bad from the start. Like I said, this last Spanish lady that I spoke to, we were basically butting heads because I was just like, who is your manager? Like, who? You need to put me in contact with someone. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, hung up in my ear. She actually hung up in my ear.
Wow. Gotcha.
Yeah, so I was like, I hate this company. I've never had been in dealt with the, like, this was the worst, by far the worst. So, like, it is a pain because we're like a people, like, we don't like to bounce around. We like consistency. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, now I'm back to square one looking for another company. And even when this company was, they called me, I didn't even know how they even got my information. And they kept lying and saying they got it from the insurance. And I'm sure it wasn't because the service coordinator was like, we don't give that information.
They don't do that. Yeah.
We don't do that. So this lady randomly from your company just called me. And I think it was from this other company that we were calling, asking questions. But they seemed pretty shady. And even the service coordinator, they were like running like under like five or six different companies. And when we didn't agree with, like, you know, the benefits and stuff like that, I was just like, no, this don't work for us, so we're not going to use your company. So we didn't move forward. But then someone from your company randomly called me, and I'm like, how did you get my information? Oh, the insurance. And I said, you're lying, because the insurance didn't
do
that.
They don't do that. Yeah.
So they were basically straight lied, and it's been downhill, and that should have been a red flag right there when she lied about that, the admissions person. I shouldn't even went with her from the start because that was like a bad thing that you just lie. And now we're, you know, you got our information and we're dealing with it. And it's still, like I said, it's more of a headache. So, like I said, this week I've just been super busy in between caring for my mom. But I definitely was like, I got to find another company.
Gotcha. So I'm going to transfer you to the administrator. If some reason, if he's on another line, if you want to give him a call back, his number is the same number you dialed, but the last two is 02, okay?
So I got to put that in my phone. Yeah, because all I did was I seen a text message and I just dialed the number. I was like, let me call.
It's the same number as mine, but the last two digits is 02, okay? And that's the person that's the boss over top of everyone, okay?
Oh, okay. And what is this person's name?
His name is Yona with a Y.
Yona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Last name is Blackstein.
Okay. Yeah, this is the most information I've got in the months that we've been with your company. I have no idea who to talk to. This is insane.
Yeah, I apologize for any inconvenience that this may have caused. Okay. So
it's just a lot of confusion.
I know. It sounds like it. Yep, for sure. But I appreciate all the information that you have given me. I'm going to make sure I put the note in your client's file on the transition of you guys coming over to us and the outcome, okay?
Okay. And as far as in the meantime, how would they reimburse me for the day that I was? Because I did put a timesheet in.
Okay. So that you would probably have to, because I don't see the timesheet reflecting on the Monday.
You say that again? I'm sorry.
I don't see the timesheet that was put in on Tuesday through Sunday. I don't see anything reflecting.
That's crazy because I did submit it. So, I mean, I can resubmit it.
Yeah, just resubmit another one, and I'll make sure it's put in.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Hold on for the transfer.
All right.